This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, we have a Jamaican folktale for you. Jamaica celebrated 61 years of independence on August the 6th, 2023. And we are going to celebrate with story. This story is called Anansi and Lizard. Once upon a time, there was a king who had a daughter. She pretty till. But the king felt that she was finally of the age where she should get married. There was just one thing. No one knew the name of the princess. It was a secret between the king and his daughter. But now that she was old enough to get married, the king sent out word into the community that if anyone could come and guess his daughter's name, then they could have her to marry. Suitors came from far and wide, and they named everything under the sun, and they were all wrong. Well, Anansi decided that he was going to find out that princess's name because he was going to marry the princess. And he managed to rope in Lizard into his plan. Well, the two of them wait until evening one day. And Lizard decided that he was going to scurry his way on the ground to get to the palace, while Anansi swung through the air to get to the palace. When they both reached the palace gate, Anansi swung through the air up and over and kept going. Well, Lizard tried to squeeze himself underneath the gate and got caught. When they caught him, they threw him out, sent him running until he hid behind a tree, waiting to see what happened to Anansi. Well, Anansi swing and swing through the window, across the ceiling to the room where the princess slept. Now the king came in to wish his daughter good night, and he looked at her and he said, "Sleep well, my Kosuka, sleep well." Anansi had the name, and so he went swinging back through the air, saying the name to himself, "Kosuka, Kosuka, Kosuka." He swung out of the palace, up and over the gate, and when he got close to the tree, he heard, "Anansi, Anansi, Anansi." Lizard called out to him. Anansi stopped and said, "Oh, Lizard, I wonder what happened to you. Anyway, I got the name." And as Lizard stood there, Anansi kept saying the name to himself, "Kosuka, Kosuka, Kosuka." And off he went into the night to go home and change his clothes. Well, Lizard thought, her name must be Kosuka. So he went to the gate and pounded loudly. Bam, 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 bam. The gate was opened and he was able to see the king. When he got in front of the king, he told the king that he knew the name of the princess. And the king looked at him seriously and asked him, "What is her name?" And Lizard piped up as clearly as he could. He said, "Kosuka. Her name is Kosuka." Although the king was surprised, he had to abide by his word. And so Lizard was set to marry the princess. The king said, "Come back tomorrow and you two will be married." But in the meantime, he gave Lizard a whole bunch of money to go and fix himself up. Off Lizard went into the night to get himself ready. Well, Anansi and Lizard lived in the same yard. So when Lizard came home, he saw Anansi kind of preparing himself. Lizard slipped into his room and didn't say a word. Anansi put on his clothes and got himself all ready. He went up to the palace gate and banged on the door. Bap, bap, bap. The gate was open, and Anansi announced that he knew the name of the princess. And the persons who opened the gate told Anansi that he was too late. The lizard had come in the night and given the king the princess's name, and the two shall marry today. Anansi said, "What is this?" So he walked home, but on the way, Anansi had to come up with a plan. How could Lizard do this to him, his own friend? When he got back into the yard, he started a big fire and put on a big pot. When he put on the pot, he threw in some corn meal and he started to mix and mix, and he made porridge. When the porridge was done, it was about that time that Lizard had dressed himself and he was ready to leave for his wedding. Well, when he came into the yard, Anansi offered him some of the porridge. Lizard wanted to be nice, but he didn't really have too much time. Well, Anansi kept talking and said, "You know what, Lizard? This cornmeal porridge is so good. It is so good, but you know what? It's not hot enough." Lizard was surprised. "Not hot enough? That porridge just come out of the pot and Anansi is saying it's not hot enough," he said to himself. Well, Anansi put down the cup and he said he's going to leave it in the hot sun to get hotter. And then Anansi started to talk to Lizard about this, about that, about the another and the next one. In that time, Anansi picked up the cup and thought, "Oh, this must be hot enough." And Anansi gulped it down in 1, 2, 3. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Anansi swallowed it down. Well, unbeknownst to Lizard, the time that it spent out in the sun, it wasn't getting hotter, it was getting cooler. Well, Anansi looked upon Lizard and said, "You know what, Lizard? I don't think you could drink porridge like me. I don't think you could handle it as hot as I can." Lizard wanted to be nice. And so he said, "Well, I don't know if I could do it. There's only one way to tell. I must give it a try." So Anansi poured out some of the porridge from the hot, hot pot, put it in a mug, and gave it to Lizard. And Lizard wanted to drink it the same way Anansi did. And if the porridge from the pot needed to be hotter for Anansi, then it should be okay for Lizard. Or so he thought. So he picked up that cup, tilted his head back, and swallowed the porridge. When the porridge hit the back of Lizard's throat, it burned all the way down to his belly, scorching his throat that he couldn't even talk. That is when Anansi said, "Is it?" He grabbed Lizard and the two of them went back to the palace. Anansi knocked on the gate. Boom, boom, boom. The gate was opened to him. And Anansi saw his way in front of the king. That's when he told the king, "King, look here. This Lizard stole the name from me. I should be the one marrying the princess." The king was shocked. He looked at Lizard and said, "Lizard, is this true? Is it true that you stole the name from Anansi?" Lizard tried to speak. Is all that came out. The king said, "What is this? Talk up. Last night you could speak so clearly. Talk up for yourself." And the only thing Lizard could say is, This made the king angry. This made the king so angry that all bets were off. He threw out both Anansi and Lizard together. But before Anansi left, he managed to scrape a big chunk of the money that the king had left out for Lizard. Well, the two of them came back to the same yard, and Lizard really couldn't say much because his throat was burned from top to tail. And if you ever wonder why it is that the only thing that lizards can say to this day is well, now you know. It's Anansi make it. Jack Mandora, mina choose none. Join us next week as we have new stories to share with you. If you haven't already, follow us on our socials so that you can find out what's happening in between episodes. You can find us on Instagram at talking, TALKIN _ tales, TALES. You can also find us on TikTok at Talking Tales and Facebook at Talking Tales Storytelling. Please also check out our YouTube channel where you can see stories performed by our storyteller. We invite you to like, share, and comment on this episode so that we can grow our community and share more stories with you. Till we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.